Scattered across the landscape of the Santa Rosa Plain are dozens of low-lying, seasonal wet spots known as vernal pools. Each one is a small and unusual ecosystem where impervious soils hold the winter's rains until they dry sometime during the summer months. Hattie Brown, the Conservation Science Program Manager for the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation, has been leading a volunteer-staffed study of these ponds that has now been underway for 5 years. They call it their Adopt a Vernal Pool program.
What we're trying to do is connect volunteers with individual pools on the landscape so that these volunteers can really take ownership of a site or a pool, because we're sort of pool-focused.
These pools are typically 30 to 50 feet in diameter at their height, but only a few feet deep, and each one gradually disappears each year. They're found and monitored on both public and private land with the owner's permission. More than 100 are being studied, but Brown says they represent just a remnant of what was once present here.
The pools themselves would have historically been very dominant on the landscape. A lot of those pools have been lost or destroyed due to development as our population in Sonoma County has grown, and also to some degree the conversion of historically grazed, really open landscapes, so agricultural but pretty low-intensity agriculture with livestock, to vineyards.
As the number of pools has declined, the handful of species that have adapted to live in or near them have also become scarce. Brown says there are four that are now officially listed as endangered.
We have one endangered amphibian on the Santa Rosa Plain. It's called the California tiger salamander. Other than that, we're talking about endangered plant species. Those are Sonoma sunshine, Sebastopol meadowfoam, and Burke's goldfields. Those are all endangered annual flowers, which means they go through their entire life cycle in one season. So they germinate from seeds, they grow up, they attract pollinators, and they die all within a couple of months.
Because of their extreme seasonal changes, vernal pools are rather inhospitable environments. But Brown points out that works to the benefit of these endangered flowers.
These environments are pretty harsh, and they've resisted invasion by non-native species, like a lot of the grasses that we see just about everywhere.
Changing weather patterns from year to year affect how deep the pools become and how quickly they dry out, data points that the Laguna Foundation study has been tracking. But 5 years is not nearly long enough to even know what a normal year would be for them.
There are some locations where I've seen the plants completely disappear. They haven't come up in the last couple of years, but we know that the seeds persist in the soil for maybe 20 or 30 years. So will that population come back? Those are the types of questions that we're looking at and really can only answer by going out year after year and looking over a very long time. So getting a sense of what is normal is what we're after.
Vernal pools are also found in several other parts of California, and indeed other parts of the world, but each region is different, especially this one.
It turns out the Santa Rosa Plain vernal pool ecosystem is pretty unique in terms of the soils underneath the pools, the species that grow in the pools, and unique and distinct from the Central Valley, where the vernal pools are very well known.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.